Should we do DPW first, or what do you?
Sure, I would suggest so because we went through a bunch of other departments last week, so mm-hmm. it would be consistent.
Yes.
I would like to also perhaps come back and relook at fire, because when I was looking through the budget for the end of last week, I was a little concerned that the cuts might be too deep. So okay. I'd just like to review that and make sure we're okay with it.
Okay. And then we'll look at the overall picture?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll share my screen.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, let me just share the whole screen, because then I can show you two things. You know, while you're doing this, Heather, what I'm always stunned by is how at the end of every year, Rob has so much personnel money to then put into other funds. Has that ever struck you too? Yeah, I've asked about it a few times. You know, I know that there are issues with people going out,
mm-hmm.
you know, on injuries, on workers' comp and things like that. But, yeah, I mean, why don't we take a look at probably a couple of his bigger ones would be streets, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's go take a look at that. 5110. Well, actually, if we look at the street.
Ah, there we go.
So here's 5110.
Mm-hmm.
So 548. 577, his original budget was 632. He's already taken some money out of it. He's at 473 to date. 473. Hang on one second. I'm going to ask one question to Danielle.
Okay.
So actually, I don't know. Do I have it? Let's see how many acres there is. There's five pay periods left.
Mm-hmm.
540. Yeah, so that looks like it extrapolates out to about $590,000 for
right.
this year.
Right.
If he stays consistent.
So can we take it down to 600?
I'm fine with that.
Come on.
Yeah, I'm also fine with that.
Okay,
and so, you want to take a look at the other big one?
Yeah, please.
Which is...
Well, wait, we got right in front of you here. Park. Oh, never mind.
Okay, tell me where you want to go.
I saw parks and personnel was a huge increase.
Yeah,
I mean, parks personnel. We can.
Yes. And I believe that was based on, here, let me pull up this.
220 was a big drop.
Yeah, I think this is one of those double-edged swords where I know he's been asked to provide more services, in particular coverage and help with the youth department, I believe,
mm-hmm.
and Oakdale. And I know that the mayor and he and the commissioner had many discussions about this, so mm-hmm. I'm going to ask Kamal for insight on that.
Yeah, I would say we leave that where it is.
Okay. Oh, so that's about grounds maintenance at Oakdale and snow shoveling. Well, that would be separate, right? The snow shoveling? That's under snow removal.
I honestly don't know where that would go.
Okay.
Okay, and then... Oh, this isn't as big as I thought it was.
Waste collection?
So he was at 131, 155 in 2020.
Yeah, and he's increasing collection this coming year.
That's right, recycling.
Yeah,
so probably not much really to touch there either.
Touch that then. Either, yeah. Okay, can we take it from the top then and go over the other... Take it from the top.
Boy.
Sorry.
That's
where the band
is. Yeah. Talk. Not much to talk about here, yeah. I don't think.
Nope.
Unless you disagree. Oh,
there we go. Huh?
No, there's not much we can do here.
Nope. Nothing.
Okay. Buildings. Let's see if I can pull this up side by side. Let's see if I can minimize this. Okay, so 1620, which is buildings,
mm-hmm.
we've cut from the original request of 267.8 down to 163.9. The biggest bulk of that was
the Warren Street building.
Oh, yeah.
The daycare
center,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we cut the daycare center.
Oh, okay.
We cut the code enforcement building
right.
significantly. Utilities here, Washington Hose. We cut basically almost everything except 701 News.
Yeah.
We can move
and
on.
And they were 16.
Okay. Yeah, we can move on.
Okay. Electrician would be the next one here.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Yeah. Besides this year, it's been pretty steady.
Yeah.
I agree. Okay. Okay, here's street maintenance. So we just cut this to 600 just now.
Mm-hmm.
We'd already taken out both of his equipment requests.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of looking into floating a bond for them and perhaps some other needed things.
Looks like we could cut materials a little bit, though.
150, 131, they're at 98. I think we could take it to 140.
Yes. Agreed.
Yeah, I would agree.
Okay. Okay.
Maintenance of equipment.
Yeah, they're already at 45.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
52 last year.
Take another 5,000, maybe.
Add maintenance of equipment.
Yeah. No. Maybe not.
Okay by me.
Okay.
Kamal?
Yeah, it's okay.
The rest is just stuff that we carried over.
Yep.
Chips have a counterpart revenue, so that's the break even.
Right.
So we've got snow down here, personal services. You know, we don't know.
Yeah, right.
Because we can't really look at the year-to-date one because we've got November and December this year. And, you know, based on October.
Yeah.
You know, we wouldn't think it's going to be too much more, but. I mean, we could, in theory, reduce it, understanding that if we get hit hard, that he might have to come back and ask for some more money.
Yeah, let's take it to 40.
Okay, I'm okay with that.
Which means I think we can take the materials and supplies down to 60.
Lighting expense looks pretty tight to me.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And then parks we just talked about in terms of the...
Right. Yeah, it looks pretty much done there.
Okay. And I believe that is it. Nope, sorry, 8610. Oh, on a related note, just reminded me because I just went by planning. Stephen reached out today to ask when he could, if there was some time this week for him to present his planning budget. Can I just set him up for Wednesday?
Sure.
Yeah, I would say.
Okay, I will do that. Just writing myself a note. Okay, and then waste collection is here.
Let's see. Sale of garbage bags means.
Those are the actual bags.
The women and the okay, and got it.
They also fold and roll them for the machine.
Why is it gone up? Are we asking to do more? I guess we are.
17, 18. Well, we can look at his original thing and see.
A816. There we go.
So. I mean, we can probably take that down a little bit,
mm-hmm.
I would think.
Yeah.
There we go. So you got the 19?
Yeah.
Right.
Sorry. Waste collection. Alrighty. Street cleaning. Pretty much the same. Materials sort of seems same.
Maybe the equipment
basically
the same.
Yeah. Is that it for him?
That's it for him.
Okay. A couple things I noticed in the document you sent today, Heather. Well, how many commissioners do we have now? Do we just have five or is it six?
Well, that's a good question that I was going to ask you because didn't the council pass a resolution for another commissioner? It was like commissioner of...
Elderly, yes.
Grants, I think.
Of what? Oh, grants. Yeah, that's in the charter. I mean, it's not...
Well, right now...
Yeah, but we haven't budgeted for it.
Right.
So we would have to add the stipend.
Yeah, okay.
So are we adding a stipend because we are going to get a commissioner of grants or no?
Nobody seems to want to do it.
Yeah, I would say no.
Yeah.
Not at this moment.
Yeah.
If it happens and we have to come back to the council.
Yeah.
Okay, I think that's fair. So just to confirm, we've got police, aging, youth, fire, and DPW.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. So one thing that I haven't clarified yet, and I'm going to try and talk to Tracy between now and Wednesday, is I'm still unclear on this whole IT support thing, not the Joe Vining IT support, but the Zoom support, because I'm just not sure who he's doing what for, because I'm not seeing it hit against all the various budget lines that we put in. So I'm not sure if it's because people aren't necessarily requiring his help or if his invoices are just behind and they haven't gotten charged yet. So I'm going to try and look into that today.
I think the answer is both, by the way. Heather, I think
the answer is both. Okay.
Yeah.
Because right now I don't have any of those expenses in here.
Mm-hmm.
So for the departments that are planning on continuing to use him, we will have to put some money in for those. It's not going to be a huge amount, but
right.
I just didn't know what to put in because I couldn't figure out what was going on.
In the uncomfortable aspect of adding expense, we were going to talk about increasing the mayor's salary.
Okay. Did you have a proposed amount? You had also talked about the mayor's aid, did you not?
Right. Well, kind of awkward with the mayor as part of the BEA. But, you know, you get, I mean, Heather gets $75,000. I think that would be kind of appropriate for the mayor, too.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
Okay, let's do that. I think in terms of the mayoral aid, we're going to look into financing him through the grant, but how about we put $5,000 in contingency and then find out if the grant will cover that $5,000 or not. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. One more.
Down 205. Pretty good.
And would you consider if the mayoral aide salary goes up, would he be working more hours as well, or would he continue to stay part-time?
Oh, that's
just out of curiosity.
Yeah, I don't know. What, Kamal?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, we could use him more hours, but like, I don't know.
Are you saying that would change his, it would change, well, go ahead.
No, I was just curious. I don't think it has to be answered now. I mean, obviously, the only impact would be if he moved to
full time.
He'd be eligible for health insurance.
Right, that's
to
what
have an impact. Obviously.
That's what I thought you might be thinking. Yeah.
And also, it would affect retirement, but not for this year.
Okay. Oh, something I wanted to. I know. A place where we can add revenue. We're probably going to be selling a couple of hunks of that dead end on Montgomery. Now, I know you'd rather put that into the general fund, but it's almost a done deal for both of the pieces, and it looks like it's going to bring in about $125,000.
Okay, but we're going to recognize that revenue in 2021, right?
I guess you're right. Yeah, we might as well just wait. Yeah.
Well,
but go ahead. Oh, no, did you say 2021? No, we're not going to recognize in 2021. It's because of the process, it'll probably not happen until the early 2022.
Oh, okay. I'm okay with putting that in, personally.
Okay. And I'm underestimating by saying 125. It may be upwards of 150, so just to play it safe. I know two parts. Actually, to play it safe, let's just make it 100, because I know those two will definitely sell at that price. And the buyer is anxious to get them.
Okay. Thank you. Hold on one second. I know I put that in somewhere. Where did I put that? Just looking for the revenue from the fire truck, because I swear I put it in here somewhere. Department is under the impression that the money was going to be set aside for a for the fire department.
Really?
Not speak to that, so. It does not look like it's in here yet.
Mm.
It must have, I must have either not.
I know we discussed it.
Crash was yeah. working on it.
Yeah.
So, we don't want to double count it if it's.
Right. Sales surplus equipment. It was 140 that most of the I remember them saying that one of the offers on the table was for 140.
Okay.
Heather, did Jeff reach out to you about the solar stuff?
He did. He did. So I've asked him to, he's going to review the contract both in terms of seeing what options there are to make it viably workable and also to see what the potential of potentially getting out of it is. So, and I directed him to Sam up in DPW because she's the one that's actually dealing with the day-to-day stuff on this, so mm-hmm. she's got a good understanding of it.
Great.
So if it, I mean, just this is not related to the budget. It is, but not what we're doing. But if it turned out that we did get our 10% reduction finally, what would that look like in terms of money? Do you know? Have an idea?
I do not off the top of my head, but hold on.
I know, because there's so many different things, right? I mean, there's so many.
Yeah, no, I don't think I'm going to be able to tell you because it's on, I think, building accounts, but it's not on, I don't believe it's on streetlights, but I could be wrong about that.
Right.
So I'd have to check with Sam. I'd have to check with Sam, but I can do that. Oh, so can we go back to fire?
Yes. Is that it? That's police. Oh, there it is down there.
Yeah, sorry, it's slow on two pages. So we took a pretty significant chunk out of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I know part of it was based on the rationale that there'll be, you know, I'm just a little concerned about that, given the history.
And that was their, what do they call it? Their,
I think it was the suits.
Yeah.
Yeah. We went down to how many? Three?
I mean, we took out three.
Yeah. We took out three. So how many does that leave?
12, I believe.
Three, four. No, we took out six.
Oh.
I believe. No.
Turnout suits, yeah.
Yeah, we took out six.
Oh, you want to put back three? Is that what you're thinking, Heather?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that okay, Kamal?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Or at least two. I'm sorry, I believe.
I would say two if everybody's okay with it. Two.
Yeah, they were looking for what?
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I'm just double-checking the numbers again because I think one of these is, they're both marked as two, but I think one was three and one was two.
Yeah.
So let me just pull up the fire budget again.
If they started with 15.
Yeah, so it was 15. So,
yeah,
75 divided by 15 is, 4,000 per suit. So we've taken out five in total. Let's just look at the other numbers first.
Oh, okay.
So there's that. Training, we basically held. Maintenance of equipment, we basically held. Basically held that. 20, 28. It's such a big drop. Equipment line, this is the big drop.
Yep, that was the only drop. I mean, significant drop. So you want, you're saying put back two?
That works for me.
Okay.
So I'm just going to delete this line then.
Yep. Oh, right, because even though it says three, it was two.
It was two. Yeah. I cut and pasted and I did
it
correctly.
Yep.
Okay, I feel better about that. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Do you want to go from the top and go through everything again, or?
Yeah, what's the gap?
Pretty low at this. Have some aggressive numbers in there. $54,000. And that's without a tax increase. And that's without use of fund balance.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
And without use of ARPA, which is...
Yeah, which is great.
Which is, you know, we could put that to the fund balance then.
Can't put it toward the fund balance.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you know, no, I didn't mean that. You know what I meant. I meant...
don't. Sorry, I have to be that anal retentive. That's what I get paid for. I know you don't, but... So do we want to take another look at revenues and expenses line by line or section by section?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So real property taxes, currently flat. No prorate, no prior year. We did put in 150 for the sale of Paddock Place.
Mm-hmm.
Distributions are pretty based on, so there's not really much to touch there. Real property tax looks pretty good to me. Delinquent school tax penalty looks pretty good to me, but feel free to chime in.
Yeah,
I do have, it haven't gotten into the GL yet, but I do have a number through on lodging tax through September. It wasn't as high as I had originally estimated because I forgot there was a pretty significant chargeback of stuff we collected. The first two out of 3 months in our first collection gets charged back to the prior year because of the way the calendar's set. But we're at about 333,000 through September.
Oh. And what did we?
Still pretty good.
Oh, yeah, definitely good.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Let me take that back, because that might have included the...
chargeback?
Yeah, that includes the chargeback. So we're more at like 290.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah.
So, I think 300 seems about right then.
So, you know, I know the lodging tax thing is variable in both directions, given what's happening. So I still feel okay with this number.
Yep.
If you guys do?
I do.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. I'm okay with this number if you guys are.
Yep.
You know, this is obviously one of the big jumps here. I mean, but I will tell you, I just got notice, and our second quarter sales tax for 2021 was slightly over $600,000.
Awesome.
Yahoo!
Yeah. So, I mean, 2.3 is still kind of aggressive.
Yes.
But it doesn't look, you know, I mean, I guess part of the problem is we just don't know how long this trend is going to last.
Right.
You know, is it a bump because of COVID and people, you know, fixing up their houses while they were home stuck inside and buying, you know, Xboxes and things like that. They had stimulus money and time on their hands. Or is it a real ongoing trend?
Yeah, I would say it will be for at least the next year.
Yeah, people are still...
I don't see it changing.
The streets are still packed on weekends.
The only rash. Did I lose you guys?
No.
No, we're here.
Oh, I thought Tom, you were talking. Did you break
off? Yeah, he cut off.
Oh. I just said the streets are still packed on weekends.
Oh, you muted out again for some reason.
No,
I can hear you now.
Oh, okay. It says my internet is having problems, it said. It's unstable.
Yeah.
like its owner.
You know, one of the reasons to potentially, well, I guess we can leave it at this. I'm just thinking out loud, you know. One of the reasons we might want to be more conservative on this is because we could use more of the stimulus money, and we do have to use that stimulus money up by, you know, 2026, I think it is. So it's not a major rush right now, but I think we can leave it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little nervous about it, but.
So I guess I don't understand how you have a formula for determining loss of revenue, right?
Tom, you cut off.
Oh, darn.
Are you asking how we can use the stimulus money?
Yes, about the formula.
Yeah, so there was a formula. So, I've used the ARPA money for, which we've gone through before, so I won't bother to go through it again. And it looks like they may be adding some additional uses, but one of the uses... And there was a four-year formula average to determine, A, how much revenue we lost, and B, what the projected revenue would have been if we had had the same increase that we had had over the prior 3 years, pre-2020. So I did all of those, and that was to determine which increase you could use.
Mm-hmm.
They have an estimated increase of 4.1%, but if the average was higher than that, you could use your own average. Our average came in slightly under that, so I used the 4.15%. And based on those numbers, we can basically use all of the ARPA money as revenue replacement, which means we can use it to balance the budget. Other places didn't have as much of a hit, so they're limited to how much they can use it for basically operating costs, and they have to use it for other things.
Okay.
But then, and obviously, you know, the Housing Trust Fund was looking for money from ARPA as well, a percentage of that. Um, apparently, according to our software person, we declined an interview. We declined a demo today on the water and sewer billing component of the new software because, given the current expenses, it seemed highly unlikely we were going to be able to transition at least in 2022. We may be able to look at it in a partial way, but my understanding is that there are municipalities out there that are using their ARPA funds for that as well. Mm-hmm. So, could be a possibility. But the difference, just to be clear, the difference between using the ARPA money versus using the fund balance is that the ARPA money is set aside. It's not part of fund balance. It will never drop to fund balance. It's not allowed to. So it's sort of in its own line down over the next 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we definitely want to use that before we use fund balance.
Right. Okay.
Okay, so let's just keep going through this.
Yep.
Franchises is pretty much right on, I think. Interest and penalties, non-property taxes, this is the one that we took up quite a bit, especially since we're only at about 1,200, but we don't have all this data in the GL yet either. This is basically the penalties and interest on the lodging tax, so late filings. So, you know, the only thing I can, you know, that might be a little aggressive just because if you look at the ratio of what the penalties versus, no, it's probably fine. Probably fine. Uh, 5% school tax share. Another one we got kind of aggressive on. We did hit 58 in 2020. So I think it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Lodging tax registration fees.
Yeah, that's fine. We took a middle sort of ground there.
Yeah, I think that's fine. Safety inspection fees, we bumped that up based on the trend, almost at $10,000 year to date. This is just, as we talked about before, this is just something, if something gets levied onto a tax bill because they didn't take action that they were required to do, like cut down a tree.
Mm-hmm.
I did reach out to Craig on the vacant property registration fees, and he basically said that they had not had a chance to send the letters out yet, which is why they had no revenue. But they were just getting ready to send them out, I think he said. And he also, that he thought that both of the ones that had registered earlier had both gotten building permits since. On and off street parking. I mean, if it stays on trend, we're going to be close. There are 150.
Okay.
How would you feel about reducing that?
Yeah, I was going to suggest 140.
Okay.
Okay. doing something for youth program fees and recreation concessions. These are all things that will carry over.
Yeah.
Zoning fees look fine to me.
HPC fees. Those are healthy. Now, HPC fees are definitely healthy.
Are definitely what?
There's a lot going on there, so there's.
Yeah. No, I think that's we're already at, we're over 4,000 year to date.
Yeah.
So, I'm good with that one. I want to see what planning board fees are, because it used to be, as we discussed before, this used to be where we held escrow, but we don't do it at that anymore. So I'm not sure what that $2,900 of spend is. 2115. Oh, what's the application fee?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay. So I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
me too.
Okay.
We're saying, oh, we're taking down garbage fees, bag fees.
Down from budget.
Oh,
we're at 81 right now.
Oh, okay. I meant down from 2020 too. But yeah, that's okay.
That's definitely not where we are today. That gets us to about 108.
Okay, then we're probably okay with that.
Yeah.
And I also think this is another thing. I mean, obviously I'm speculating, but if you look at the leap from here to here, this may be another impact of COVID and people, you know, being home and cleaning out their trash.
Yep. So rental properties were just 10 and 12?
Rental property is the chamber and the apartment at 1012, and that's it right now. Daycare's no longer in there.
Right. Well, how much does the apartment rent?
500.
Oh. Okay.
Let me just double check the math, because I think the chamber's 950, I think. Plus 500 times 12. Oh, they must just be 900 or 850.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Ooh, man. What a deal.
Well, an excellent argument for why the city should not be in the landlord business, because we're not very good at it.
Yeah.
Well, that was determined long ago, that price. So we can't do anything about it.
For the apartment or for the chamber?
No, for the chamber.
I was talking about the apartment.
Oh yeah, I've never even. Is it a? How big is it? How many square feet?
I think it's the whole floor.
Really? Yeah, I think it's the floor. It's pretty big.
Is there a lease?
It's from a month to month. They had a lease. The last lease I think they had was maybe 2016, 17, somewhere in that range.
Oh, and it's the same renter?
Yes.
Okay. So.
But that's something.
What?
Should probably be talking about. Well, I think that's a bigger discussion in terms of.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay,
mass gathering permits. I'm good with this number if you two are.
Yes.
Yep.
No, we were modest. Yeah.
It looks like we must have brought some more stuff in. Hang on. Hmm. mean, I would be okay raising that a little bit based on where we are today.
Mm-hmm. Can I see it again? Let's see. Where is it? What would you say, 95? Or is that too much?
Yeah, I'm good with 95.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's safe.
Pretty consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming we get back, looks like we're kind of getting back to usual.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with this in terms of based on trends. Same thing here, unless you guys disagree.
No.
Nope.
Plenty of dogs.
Yep. Same thing for marriage licenses and miscellaneous. Looks pretty solid.
Mm-hmm.
Plumbing permits, based on where we are to date, that looks like a pretty decent number.
Yeah. Same with building permits, I think.
Same with building permits, I agree. The thing that's going to tip us over the edge, hunting and fishing licenses. This might be a little heavy.
I think it's based partly on a bunch of projects that may be looking to get permits.
Parking permits, or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, like the hotel.
Yep.
Okay.
Two of them.
Okay.
Yep.
So I'm fine leaving this where it is then, if that's okay.
Yep.
Me too.
Yep.
Okay. Parking tickets?
Well, that was predicated
that's
on
a
bigger force, right? Didn't we increase the...
I don't think so.
Oh.
We didn't increase the number. I think part of the thing is they don't always have all four people, all four positions staffed.
Oh.
But this is looking, let's just see. 26, 10. We're at 339 with most of October done. So even if we average another 30,000 per month,
mm-hmm.
340, 370, 400.
Right. And what do we have for next year?
420.
Hmm. So maybe we should
I would like to take
it down, to 400 even.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that works for me.
Okay. City fine fees. We really never know what's going on with that. So we're sort of right in the middle of the average. So I'm okay with that if you guys are. Okay.
That all looks good.
Yeah.
Family real property, because this is the old one before we made those changes. So remember, we put 100,000 in here for Montgomery Street,
yep.
And we put 140 in here for the fire truck.
Correct.
Okay. And then this is pretty consistent every year. This is what we get from the county as part of a tobacco settlement.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me.
Yeah, refunds of prior year's expenditures, again, that's another one that's all over the map. The reason this one was so high is because we got that NIMR payout, for lack of a better phrase. So we kind of took the average of these 2 years because that was a bit of an outlier.
Okay.
So.
Seems good.
I'm okay with it. You just don't really ever know with that one. The school resource officer number came from HPE. De minimis is just, you know, $500. Miscellaneous revenues, we just plugged in 1,000. State revenue sharing, as Tom had asked the other day, I don't think on the meeting, but this number has not changed in longer than I've been here, so probably at least a decade. Mortgage tax.
Yeah,
this is another one we were pretty aggressive on, especially considering the prior 2 years. But we are at 160 for the first half. You know, could probably take that down, maybe $25,000.
Yeah, I would say 225.
Okay. Oh, excuse me.
Okay.
I think that's it.
Pardon me?
I'm sorry. No, just looking ahead, I don't see much else. You?
Yeah, this is a given, this is a given, this is a given, these are all givens, this is a given, this is a given.
Okay.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. All right.
Ish.
So let's just see where we are now. I mean, most of these budgets are so small, you know, a council budget, a mayor's budget, treasurer's budget. I mean, do you want to go through them in detail?
I think we're good.
The first round, we kind of did what we could.
Yeah, I agree.
I think now it's just about what we can fill in with the ARPA funds.
Yep. Can I have $77,000 for new software, please?
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh. Sure.
Well, I will. I am going to do some research in terms of how and if ARPA could be used against that. So
yeah.
I won't request it now, but you
cool.
know.
Yeah. When we get into
and. Just as an FYI, we actually also reached out to them to, and this is something you guys never see. I mean, you see this, which is the high-tech side of the software that we have, our collection software, is DOS-based. In fact, it's not even DOS-based. It's like pre-DOS-based. And it is starting to crash on a very regular basis.
Oh.
So this we can work with. We can continue to work with. I'm not sure that we're going to be able to continue with the really old collection software. So we did ask them to provide a quote. If we just move collection over there, it's obviously more complicated than that. But I will keep you posted. But that's part of the issue is that it's we had two people trying to do the same thing at 4 o'clock on a Friday night, and they both had to stay here after hours because the thing took didn't finish, and then one of them finally crashed, and then the other one actually finished, and that was like, so it's getting really bad.
Yeah.
Okay. So then we're going to go to, I'm not sure there is, so I guess.
That's it.
Yeah, well, Wednesday we have planning board.
Yeah. So I guess the other question, is there anything you want to consider putting back in that we took out?
Let me, can you send a version, an updated version of the thing you sent today? And
this whole thing?
Yeah, and then I could go through it and see if there's anything.
Absolutely.
I will do that before I leave today.
Okay.
Get that out to you. And obviously, if you see anything that looks like it's an error, please let me know.
Yep.
You try and double and triple check this, but there's a lot going on, as you know, in my office these days, so getting pulled to the spin.
You have a new person?
No.
Oh.
Nope. So, okay. So is that it then for this?
Yep.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
I will send this out to you both shortly.
Thank you.
Thanks.